This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In southern Colorado, more than 1,500 people are now assigned to fighting the Aspen Acres fire. It's the largest of several wildfires burning in Colorado. And in the past week, it has burned more than 93,000 acres west of the city of Pueblo. Thousands remain evacuated. During a community meeting last night, Jim Pitts with the U.S. Forest Service said, "It's been a challenge from day one.
This fire is a monster. And this thing is absolutely doing what it wants to do. This is a tough firefight."
Pitt says despite the large response by multiple agencies, it's likely the Aspen Acres fire will continue to grow. Forecasters do expect some rain this week, which he hopes will help, but dry conditions will return over the weekend. Colorado has a 24th measles case, a teenager in Larimer County. Health officials say the teen had not been vaccinated with the MMR vaccine and was likely exposed during recent international travel. According to the state health department, they may have exposed other people earlier last week at a pair of locations, the Common Spirit Longmont United Hospital Emergency Department and the Children's Hospital Colorado in Aurora. In nearly every measles case this year, the patient was unvaccinated. Colorado business leaders are feeling at least a little bit better about their economic prospects than they were a few months ago. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on CU's latest Business Confidence Index.
Despite the slight uptick in confidence, the state's executives are still relatively downbeat, according to a report from CU economists. Roughly one-third cited inflation, interest rates, and general cost pressures as the biggest influence on their outlook. Another third pointed to policy instability. Some also said geopolitical events and global conflict were key. 214 panelists responded to the survey conducted in June. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.